We begin the current daf and sets kedushin daf lamedal. We begin on the bottom of lamed gimel mebeis, two lines up from the bottom of the amud, where the gemara continues explaining our mishnah from daf chotest, where the mishnah was describing that was a segue from the discussion of our mesechta regarding the obligations that a father has to a son, which one of them is to marry him off. Then it spoke about the obligations that the child has to the parent, and we had discrepancies between male and female regarding the obligations of a parent to a child. So then the mishnah spoke about the differences in halacha in general regarding mitzvah sasechus mangarama and mitzvah sasechus loyas mangarama. So our mishnah said, as our gemara quotes, kol mitzvah sasechus mangarama v'chulu, any time-bound mitzvah where it's a certain time that requires the mitzvah, but it's not at all times. So then men are obligated, but women are exempt. So Tanabon Lunda Braisa that elaborates on these halachas of the mishnah that says izuhi mitzvah sasechus mangarama. What are certain positive commandments that are time-bound, which we said that women are going to be exempt? So there's sukkah, the mitzvah sitting in the sukkah, 7 days on sukkahs, the lulav, taking the dal minim, the lulav, shayfer, blowing the shayfer on Rosh Hashanah, betzitzis, wearing the strings on the four corners of one's garment, as we continue on top of lamadal madalf, the tefillin, and wearing tefillin, where, as Rashi points out, obviously the time of this brisa holds that nighttime is not a time of tefillin, or Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a time for tefillin, where this is discussed at length in other mesechtas and mesechtas menachos. Now, therefore, since there are certain times that you're not obligated in tefillin, so it's mangarama, it's a certain time-bound mitzvah. The parameters are specific hours or times or days. Therefore, that's mitzvah cessation mangarama, and therefore women are going to be exempt. Now, says the Braisa, Vezu mitzvah saseh shaloyas mangarama. And what are positive commandments that are not time-bound? It's at all times, and therefore women are obligated. Mezuzah, putting on the mezuzah, the certain parchment, the scrolls on one's doorpost, makkah, the halacha of having the one's roof or high area fenced in that people don't fall off, aveda, one returning if they find a lost object, bishluach hakein, or sending away the mother from the nest when you want to take the eggs or the babies, where these are mitzvahs that apply at all times, and therefore their shaloyas mangara, man, women, would be obligated. Now, that the Gemara asks on our mishnah, the klalahu, is it really a general, categorical, sweeping statement which the Mishnah said that every positive commandment that's time-bound, women are going to be exempt? But harei matzah, but there's the mitzvah of eating matzah the first night of Pesach, which is an obligation, which says in Shmos Yud Beis, it says be'erev toichlu matzahs, in the evening of the first night of Pesach, the Seder night, you have to eat matzahs. And it's a certain specific zman garam law, it's mitzvah sasechus zman garama, because it's only on the 15th of Nisan at the nighttime, and women are obligated, as the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that women are obligated to eat matzah biblically, because the pasuk says Lo Yisrichel Lav Chametz Shivas Yamim, that women should not eat chametz, that people should not eat chametz 7 days, and Teichel Lav Matzahs, that they should instead eat matzah. So the Gemara tells us over there where it compares the prohibition of eating chametz, which women are obligated in, because any mitzvah leisa, say any negative commandment, women are obligated, and it's equating it to the positive commandment eating matzah to tell you just like they cannot eat chametz, they have to eat the matzah. So you have matzah, you have simcha, the mitzvah of being rejoicing on Yom Tov, which the pasuk says in Devarim Tezayin, v'samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice on your holiday, atu uvincha uvitecha, and it applies to daughters, to women too. And hakel, you have the mitzvah when all the Jewish people, once every 7 years, they congregate in the Beis HaMikdash, and they all come together to hear the king darshan in Sefer Devarim. The mitzvahs are such as mangarama, where all these three mitzvahs have certain parameters and time. They're time-bound mitzvahs. And yet, in Hashem Chayavis, women are obligated. Hakel says explicitly the women come, even though it's once every 7 years. Simcha, as we taught from Uvitecha, and matzah, where we learn out from the pasuk of comparing chametz to matzah. So how could the Tana, the Mishnah, say a general statement, a sweeping categorical statement, that any time-bound mitzvah women are exempt, but we have exceptions, that they are obligated? V'su, and the flip side, moreover, v'ari tama Torah. You have the halacha of learning Torah, which the Gemara taught us on Chavtes Mabez, that women are exempt. So too for the next one of Pinya Ben, we also learned over there, where Uperbriya, we also have the halacha of proliferating, of having children, which the Gemara says in Masechta Zivamit of Samachayim Mabez, that only the man is commanded on having children, but not the woman. And the Gemara there learns it out from the term where it says when Hashem made Adam and Chava, it says v'kiv shua, that they should conquer and subdue earth, where it's a man's common pattern to conquer, and it's not the pattern of a woman. So whoever it doesn't apply where it says Bekiv Shua that they should conquer, it also doesn't apply what the Pasuk says over there that you should be Puruvu, that you should be fruitful and multiply. So you have learning Torah, having children, Opinya Ben, redeeming the firstborn son, the Lav Mitzvah, Aseches Mangarama, who were there not time-bound mitzvahs, it's at all times. The obligation of doing Pinya Ben, once it starts, it never stops. So too, privy of having children is at all time, once that a person has that obligation. So too, learning Torah is both by day and by night at all times. And yet, for Nashim Baturah, so women are exempt, you said categorically that they're going to be obligated in every mitzvah seishalei zman gerama. So the question is on both ends. Both on mitzvah seishalei zman gerama, we find that there are those that they are obligated. And mitzvah seishalei zman gerama, we find that there are those that they are exempt. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he says, a general statement in regard to the general statements, ein lamedim in haklalos. We do not learn from general statements. In other words, wherever it says a klal, a general statement, like in this case in our Mishnah where it said every mitzvah seishalei zman gerama, or every mitzvah loisa say, or as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, hakol chayav meriyah, everyone's obligated in riyah. We do not learn from there because there are exceptions to that rule. And Rabbi Yechanan says, even where it says except, in other words, you would think to say that if, let's say, it says a general statement, everything is like this, except for that exception, so you would think, oh, if it's delineating exceptions, that it must be, that that's the only exception, and that there are no other ones. So Rabbi Yechanan, even when it says chutz, it still doesn't mean dafka, it's not necessarily that that's the only exception. And there could be others that are not included in the general category. Did not, and he proves it, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin. The Mishnah says, "Bakol ma'arvin." You could use any food item to create it in the Ruvi Chatzeris, which is when you have many different houses that share a common courtyard. Rabbinically, you're not allowed to carry in there because it might be confused with carrying from Rishus HaYachid from your home to Rishus HaRabim, which is a public domain. So therefore, since this is not really Rishus HaRabim, but it has a commonality with Rishus HaRabim because everyone from all the houses share that courtyard, so the only way you can then go ahead and take care of that rabbinic problem is by doing a Eruv Chatzeris, where everyone brings their food to one other people's houses, and it's like they all live in that one house, so it's the courtyard of one house, which is not a problem. So you could use any food for a Eruv Chatzeris, or Mishtatfin, you could use any type of food for what's called a Shituv Mevois, which is one step bigger. The way in Talmudic times they used to have their houses, where houses opened up to a common courtyard, and then many common courtyards open up to a Mavoi, which is like some form of a dead end, which is a common street that they all use, and then that mavoi, all the mavois would open up to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public domain. So even going that step further, you could also do Shituvim Mavois, which again, they all put their food in one of the Chatzeros, where now we consider all Chatzeros in that one Chatzer. So you could go ahead and use any type of food to consider as if you're living in that place, because a person's food is where you're living, Chutz Min HaMayim U'Melech. The exception is for water and salt, because the Chacham said you have to have something that's sustenance. And water and salt is not considered something that's mizaynus. And the reason being is because the whole concept of the Eriv is that a person is considered his dwelling is wherever his food is. So you have to have some type of food. Water and salt do not fit that bar. Now, that's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Erevin. Now, the thing is that Vesulaka, is it really true that there is no other exceptions? Even though it's saying Chutz Min HaMayim HaMelech, but patrias, but there are mushrooms and truffles, which are types of foods, and yet the Rabbanan consider that as things that are not mizayni, they're not sustaining, and therefore they would not be included in the Erevin. Ella rather, says Rabbi Yechanan, obviously, ain lemeidim akol, we do not learn from a general statement which says that you could use any food, bakol, for Erev Chatzeris and Shetuv Mevois, vafilib amakam shenem bechutz, even when it says except, it's saying exceptions, which is water and salt, it's still not a blanket statement because there are other exceptions that are not mentioned, specifically Kimei Nepatrias, and therefore regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, it's not a difficulty. You're right. It means, in general, that's what usually the halacha is, but there are exceptions to both mitzvah aseishes mangarama that they would be chayiv, which we find like by matzah and simchan hakel, and then there are certain mitzvah aseishes loyas mangarama, which normally the Mishnah is saying that they are going to be chayiv. There are cases that they're going to be exempt, like by Talmud Torah, Perivia, and Pidna Ben. Now the Gemara goes back to find the sources for these halachas. It said in the Mishnah, mitzvah seishes mangarama, any positive time-bound mitzvah, nashim paturus, women are exempt from. So the Gemara says, Nolan, where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, gomar mitfilin. We learn it out from the halachas of tefillin with what's called a mamatzinu. just like what we find by there, we say this common characteristic are by things that have the same halacha, which is ma tefillin, just like by tefillin, which is, as we mentioned before, it's a mitzvah, saseshas man gerama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, and nashim apaturis, and women are exempt, as we'll shortly bring the source for that. Avkom mitzvah, saseshas man gerama, nashim apaturis, so too we say, just like there, it's a mitzvah, saseshas man gerama, and women are exempt, so to all other time-bound mitzvahs, women are going to be exempt. Which Gemara later on is going to ask, well, instead of learning from tefillin, which is a mitzvah, saseshas man gerama, that they're exempt, to all mitzvah, saseshas man gerama, you could just as easily have learned it from matzah and hakel, which are also mitzvahs of sheishes man gerama, that the woman is obligated. So how do you know to compare it to tefillin over those? The Gemara will address that question. But that's where the Gemara is bringing the source for that, that women are exempt from old time bound mitzvahs, from tefillin, which they're exempt, and it's a time bound mitzvah, so to old time bound mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara says, now with tefillin, how do you know that women are exempt from tefillin? Gamal l'metamah tar, we learn that from the halachas of learning Torah, because the pasuk in Devarim Vav, and has that comparison where it says the word b'shenantam levanecha regarding the halacha of teaching, learning Torah, where right after that it says ukshartam lois, that you should tie the tefillin on your arm. So you see that there's a comparison between tefillin and learning Torah. So ma tamat tamat nashim b'tur is just learning Torah, women are exempt, as the pasuk says, levanecha, you should teach it to your sons, which tells you b'loi levanecha, not to your daughters. So av tefillin nashim b'tur, so too tefillin, women are exempt. So how do we know the halacha that this mitzvah saseshas man gerama, women are exempt, because we know they are not obligated in learning Torah, as we learn from the pasuk b'shenantam levanecha v'lo levanecha, and we learn out of Talmud Torah to tefillin, which it says right near each other, so they're exempt from tefillin, and so we learn in mamatzinu just like tefillin is a mitzvah saseshas man gerama, and they're exempt so to all mitzvah saseshas man gerama. But the Gemara asks, v'nakish tefillin l'mezuzah, how do we know that women are exempt? Because we learn that from tefillin. Now how do we know tefillin they're exempt? Because we learn from Talmud Torah. Now the Gemara asks, why? V'nakash tefillin mezuzah. Let's compare tefillin to mezuzah to say that women are going to be obligated in tefillin. Because it says after that, after ukshatim lois al yedecha, tying it on your hand, utzat uchsavtim mezuzah b'sechah, that you should write the tefillin, and that you should put the mezuzahs on your doorpost. So we should say, just like mezuzah women are obligated, as the Gemara will shortly bring the source for that, so to tefillin women are obligated. And then actually we should learn that they're actually obligated in mitzvah seshers man gerama. So the Gemara says no. Tefillin l'tamat Torah iskish. The comparison that the pasuk equates in the smichas and the proximity tefillin to tamat Torah is bein beparashas Shina. There's two parashas in Kriyat Shema. There's parashas Vahavta and there's Vahayim Shemaya. And there's some overlap where there's similar themes mentioned in both of them. So tefillin is compared to tamat Torah both in the first parasha, as we explained before, and bein beparashas Shnei. It's also in the second parasha of Vahayim Shemaya where it says Vahayu l'tetaves beinei nechem, referring to tefillin. And it says, you should teach this to your sons. So in both of parashas, it compares tefillin to Talmud Torah. Whereas tefillin to mezuzah, the comparison of tefillin to mezuzah is only b'parasha shnei lo iskish. It's only in the first parasha, not in the parasha of Vahayim Shemayu, because as Rashi says, although it does mention both mezuzah and tefillin in the second parasha, but the halacha of Talmud Torah is in between, it interposes, so therefore it's not near it to compare it. And therefore, we rather compare it to Talmud Torah, where it's being compared to both, in contrast to mezuzah. And that's how we know, just like they're exempt from Talmud Torah, so to tefillin, and so to all mitzvahs saseshas man gerama. But now the Gemara asks, so then benakish mezuzah l'Talmud Torah. Let's compare mezuzah to learning Torah, because it's compared in the second parasha, where it says uchsavtam, that you should write, and that's near, as we said, where it says tefillin, Talmud Torah, and the mezuzah. So we should actually say that mezuzah, not only they're exempt from Talmud Torah and tefillin and mitzvah seishas man gerama, but even mezuzah, which we mentioned as an example of a mitzvah seishas loyas man gerama, it's at all times, we should say women are exempt because it should be compared to learning Torah because it says that right near each other in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, lo yisa gataitech, you cannot even entertain to say that women are going to be exempt from the mitzvah mezuzah. Because the chesiv, the pasuk says over there, l'man yirbu yumeichem, that it says that what is the reward for having a mezuzah? So that you should be increase of your life, you should have a long life. Says the Gemara, Gavra boyichai, what men need life and nashi loy boyichai, women don't need life. You can't say that they wouldn't be obligated in the mitzvah, that the reward is living a long life. And therefore, although maybe you would think to compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah that they're exempt, you can't say that because l'man yibu yumeichem definitely is not just going on men, but also on women, and that's how women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. But again, that was the Gemara's source, the halacha of the Mishnah, that women are exempt from mitzvah seishas man gerama. But on this, the Gemara asks, Bahari Sukkah, but take the halacha of Sukkah, sitting in the Sukkah. The mitzvah cessation is Mangarama, where it's definitely time by mitzvah, it's only 7 days out of the year. The Siv with the Pasuk says, Ameyikra Basukkah's Teshra Shivas Yam, it says that one, you should dwell in your huts, in your Sukkahs, for 7 days. Now, time of the Kasr Rachman HaEzrach, now the reason that, because it says, and this is brought in the Brais and the Sechta Sukkah, that it says in the Pasuk HaEzrach, that you should sit in your Sukkah 7 days, call it Ezrach Bi Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Vikach of Gimel Membeis, Yeshua Sukkahs, all your natives should sit in the Sukkah. So says the Brais, Lohitzias HaNoshim, that term, as it's brought there in the Sechta Sukkah, comes to exclude women from the obligation of sitting in the Sukkah. Now that asks the Gemara, Halav Hachin Noshim Chayavas, it sounds like if not for that special miut, women would be obligated in the midst of the Sukkah. But why? Why do you need this drasha of HaEzrach? But we have a mamatzino that we just explained in the Gemara that a woman is exempt from every mitzvah sasishas mangarama, unless if we have specific sources, as we said, there are certain halachas that they would be chayiv. But generally, if there's no reason to assume, we don't need a miut to say that they're going to be exempt from sukkah, because they're exempt from sukkah anyway, because it's a time bound mitzvah. Why does the Braisa need to bring a special drasha of HaEzrach to exclude a woman from being obligated in sukkah? So Amabai, he says, no, itzruch. It was necessary, even though it's a mitzvah sasishas mangarama, it was necessary to have a special drasha to say that women are not obligated in sukkah. Why? I would have thought to say, since it says in the pasuk that you should dwell in your sukkahs, so the word teshvu tells us teshvu ke'en tadur, that you should sit, you should dwell the way you normally live in your house, which tells us ma dira ishvi ishti, just like in the house. Usually it's the husband and wife, they live in the same home. So af sukkah sotu regarding a sukkah ishvi ishti, that it can't just be the men in the sukkah, because then they're not fulfilling the obligation of teshu kein tadur, of living, of dwelling, because it has to be like your home. It has to be your new home for 7 days. Now, if it's my home, my wife has to be here too. So therefore, I would have thought to say that although it's a time bar mitzvah, teshu would tell us that a woman is obligated. That's why, kamash malon ha'ezach, that's why you needed the word ha'ezach to say that no, women are going to be exempt. So although it's a mitzvah seishas mangarama, we would have thought that you're obligated because of teshu. So that's why you need a ezrach. Rav Amar, he gives a different interpretation. He says, as we continue on Talmud Beis, he says, Itzruch, it was necessary to have an explicit miut, an exclusionary term to exclude women from the mitzvah of Sukkah, because Sukkah Det Chamina, I would have thought to say, Nelev Chamisha Asa Chamisha Asa Mechaga Matzes. It says that the mitzvah of Sukkah is on the 15th of Tishrei, and it says there's a mitzvah on the same day, on the other half of the year, on the 15th of Nisan, which is the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, so it says Chamisha Asa, by both of them says the same terms, the 15th of 15th. So we would have thought to say the following Zereshava. Mal halad noshim chayav is just like over there on the 15th of Nisan, women are obligated in eating matzah the first night of Pesach, although it is a mitzvah cessation mangarama. Avkan noshim chayav is so to hear, we would think that women would be obligated in sitting in the sukkah, although it's a mitzvah cessation mangarama. So tzricha, that's why we needed the mead of HaEzrach. Well, you're right. By virtue of just being a mitzvah cessation mangarama, we would have thought that she's exempt. But the Gzeres Shabbat would have told us that she'd be chayim. That's why we need her ezrach to say that she's going to be exempt. Okay, so that's not a difficulty. But the Gemara moves on to a different question. V'harei re'iyah. But there's a positive commandment that it says in the Torah, Yeroah kol zuchurcha, that by the Shalish Regalim, there's a mitzvah re'iyah that the Jewish people have to come, bring karbanis, they have to show their face, so to speak, to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Where the mitzvah saseshas mangaram, it's a time-bound mitzvah, it's only on the holidays. The time of the Kazer Achman is Zuchurcha Lohitzi Anoshim. Now, the reason why women are exempt is because the Torah says that let it be your males, which that tells you, not the women, that the women don't have to have the mitzvah riyah. But as the Gemara, Halav Achin Noshim Chayavis, it sounds like if not for this exclusionary term, women would be obligated, but how can you say that? It's a mitzvah saseshas mangarama that we already know from Amamatzin and from Tefillin, which just like Tefillin, you're exempt. So to any mitzvah saseshas mangarama, why do we need a special miyud of Zuchurcha? So the Gemara says, no, Itzruch. It was necessary. Because Sol Kedai Techemina, I would have thought to say, Nelef Re'iyah, Re'iyah, Mahakal. It says the term Re'iyah over here by the mitzvah of Re'iyah, and it also says in Devarim Lamed Aleph, by the mitzvah of Hakel, when all the Jewish people come and gather every 7 years at the end of the Shemitah year, that it says, Bevoichal Yisrael Le'ro'is, when all of the Jewish people come to be seen, where there women are obligated, as the Pasuk says explicitly, Ha'anoshim, Ha'anoshim, Ha'taf, men, women, and children. And therefore, we would have thought to say, just like over there it says, Re'iyah, that you should be seen by Hakel, and women are obligated, so too over here by the mitzvah of Re'iyah, although it's a mitzvah that says Zman Grama, just like by Hakel you chayiv, so too over here you would think that you chayiv. That's why you needed specially a mir of Zechurcha. But you're right, if not for that, we would have known from mitzvah that says Zman Grama that the woman is exempt. Now the Gemara goes back to ask on the halacha of our Mishnah, where we just explained that the reason for the halacha of the Mishnah, that any mitzvah that says Zman Grama, the Mishnah is saying a woman is exempt. We know from Tefillin, and we know that from what's called a Binyan Av, where just like we find, which is called Mamatinu, like we find by Tefillin, that women are exempt, and we know that because it's compared to Talmud Torah, and Tefillin is a mitzvah seishes man gerama, so to all mitzvah seishes man gerama, any time by mitzvah, women are going to be exempt. Now, so as we alluded to on Amud Aleph, the Gemara asked, Vadi alfinon mitzvillin libetura. Now, instead of us learning from Tefillin, which is a mitzvah seishes man gerama, it is a time by mitzvah. So we learn to all positive time on mitzvahs that women are going to be exempt. But Nalev, let's learn a binyan av, a building block of a mamatzinu, misimcha, from the mitzvah of being joyous on the yomtiv, which is also a time-bound positive commandment that women are obligated. So let's learn from simcha lichiyuva. And we know that women are obligated, as it says in the Torah. It says, ato vincho vitecha. We see that women are obligated in the mitzvah of rejoicing on the holiday too. So why are we comparing to tefillin, which is exempt compared to a different mitzvah seishes man gerama where women are obligated and say that they're obligated in all mitzvah seishes man gerama? So Amma Abaye says, no, you can't learn that from simcha because actually isha baila masamcha. A woman does not have her own mitzvah of being joyous on the yomtiv. It's incumbent upon her husband to make her happy, which although it says v'samachta, it's actually read v'simachta. You should cause her to be joyous. So therefore, you don't find a woman having a mitzvah to say she's man gerama that she's obligated in simcha because it's actually not her own mitzvah. It's her husband's obligation to make her happy. So the Gemara says, okay, that's regarding a married woman. But almana ma'ikal mema, what are you going to say regarding a widow? Because the pasuk also says that a widow has to be happy because it says in Devarim Tazayin, v'hager v'hayosan v'almana, that the widow also has to be joyous on the yomtiv. Now, she doesn't have a husband. So how are you saying that it's the husband's obligation when she doesn't have a husband? Obviously, it's the woman's own mitzvah. And it's a time bound mitzvah and she's chayiv. Say the same thing for every time bound mitzvah that she will be chayiv. So the Gemara says, no. Even by a widow, it's not her own mitzvah. So whose mitzvah is it? She doesn't have a husband. It's b'shiruya etzlai. And that is, she's not commandment. It's actually, when it's talking about a widow, it's talking about a poor widow. And it's commanding. So she goes to a certain family, a certain person, to spend the yomtiv with them. It's telling that person that you have to help the widow rejoice with you by giving her from your food and your drink and your linen garments. It's actually never on the woman, and therefore you don't find in the mitzvah of simcha a woman being obligated in mitzvah seishes man gerama, because it's the man's, either the husband or the household where she's coming for the holiday. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So it's not difficult from Simcha, but as we brought before, there are other mitzvahs that are mitzvahs of Shezim Angerama, which we said are the exceptions in our Mishnah, that the woman is going to be obligated. So v'nelef mehakel. So learn from Hakel. Hakel is the mitzvah that after the Shemitah year, all the people of the Jewish people come, including the women. So although it's a mitzvah of Shezim Angerama, women are obligated, so they say the same thing, instead of comparing to Tefillin, compared to Hakel that they're chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, mishum dehava matzav ahakal shnei ksum abom ke'echad. Because as we remember on Amud Aleph, we said three exceptions. But now we just took away one of the exceptions, that of Simcha, and we said it's not her own mitzvah. So we're really left with only two mitzvahs now that are time-bound commandments that a woman is obligated. They're matzah and hakel. They're what's called shnei ksum abom ke'echad. Two psukim illustrating the same halachic concept of being a positive time-bound mitzvah that women are obligated. Now the halacha is b'chol shnei ksum abom ke'echad ein melamdim. Whenever you have two psukim saying the same idea, you cannot learn from them, because if it was saying that you could learn from it, so then just say one and say, okay, we would have known the other thing from that. From the fact that it says both, it's coming to tell you because you cannot learn from it. That's why you have to say both of them, and therefore that's why we don't learn from them, and rather we learn from tefillin. Now the Gemara asks, ihachi, if that's the case, that when you have two psukim saying the same idea, you can't learn from it. So tefillin v'ri'iyah namish shnei ksum abom ke'echad. So the halacha of wearing tefillin, which women are exempt, and the halacha of ri'iyah, coming up to the shalosh regalim, to the Beis HaMikdash with your own carbon, which is also a time-bound commandment, that women are also exempt, and therefore ve'im alamdin, you shouldn't be able to learn from there. In other words, how do we understand what we said in Amud Aleph? that we learn out every positive time-bound commandment from Tefillin, that just like they're exempt over there, so too by every mitzvah says Mangarama. But the woman's exemption says both by Tefillin, which we compared to Talmud Torah, and by Re'iyah, where the Pasuk says, Zechurcha, as we said before, your males to exclude women. So you have those two saying positive time-bound commandments that they're exempt. So why do you have two? If there are two, you can't learn. So how we learn from Tefillin? So the Gemara says, no, Tzrichi. We had to write the exemption of a mitzvah Sashay Zeman Gerama by both Tefillin and of Ria, and you wouldn't be able to learn of one from the other. And that's why you can't say that it's coming to tell you that Ein Malamdin, that they can't coming to teach, and that's why it said both of them. Rather, the reason why it said both is because you wouldn't know one from the other. And that's why you have to say both, but you could learn from it. The whole theory of why you can't learn out from two Pesachim to say the same thing is because then why do you say both? Say one, you wouldn't know the other. Obviously, you can't learn from it. Then we're saying, no, you could learn from it. It's just that you wouldn't have known this one from the other one. Now that we have both, we could say it to all those that share the common characteristic of being a mitzvah cessation as Mangarama, that women are exempt. Why? Why do you need both? Says the Gemara, the Ikas Rachmana, had the Torah written only the exemption of women by Tefillin, Veloi Kasabri, and it would not have said that she's exempt by the time-bound commandment of Re'iyah, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Nelef Re'iyah, Re'iyah Mahakal, that we would have learned, as we said before, where it says showing yourself by the mitzvah of making the pilgrimage on the Yom Tov, and says the word Re'iyah by the mitzvah of Hakel, just like Bahakel their Chayv, so to, I would have thought to say by Re'iyah their Chayv. That's why we had to say that they're exempt also from Re'iyah, as it says Zechurcha. Now, Ve'ikas Rachman Re'iyah, well, because the Tefillin, had the Torah only written an exemption of the woman for the mitzvah of Re'iyah and not by Tefillin, Havamina Akish Tefillin Mezuzah. So if we wouldn't have known the Halacha by Tefillin, in other words, and the way we know that is by it comparing it to Talmud Torah, had we not had that source, I would have actually compared Tefillin to Mezuzah. And I would have said, just like women are Chayiv in Mezuzah, as it says Laman Yirbu Yumeichim, so I would have said that they're Chayiv in Tefillin. So that's why Tzricha, that's why we had to have a special limud of comparing Tefillin to Talmud Torah to say that they're going to be exempt. But it's not because that it's both saying the same idea, they are, but you needed them, because you would have said either one would have been exempt had you not said it, that they would have been Chayiv. So therefore, that's why I had to say both, but it's still available to learn all mitzvahs of Mangarama from Tefillin. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, and you resolved regarding learning from Tefillin, well then why don't you say the same thing, Matzav HaKal Nami Tzrichi? Why don't you say that they're also not Shnei Gesum HaBoim Ke'achad, and that you could learn other mitzvahs from them, that women are Chayiv, because Matzah and HaKal are time-bound mitzvahs, and yet women are Chayiv, so why don't you say the same thing to all of them? And why are they saying both? Because you need them. And that the Gemara says, that's not true. Lamai Tzrichi. Why do you need both of them? Just write one of them, and you would know the other one from it, together with all other mitzvahs of Sejim Mangarama, that women are Chayiv, as the Gemara explains. Bishlaima Ikaz Rachmana. We could understand what you're contesting. Had the Torah written the obligation of a woman, even though it's a time-bound commandment, by Hakil, Veloy Kasa, Matzah, had it said only by when they come up every 7 years, and it would not have written the woman's obligation by Matzah, I would not have known Matzah from a Binyan Av, from the Halach of Hakel. Why? Havamina, I would have thought to say, Nilev Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa, Mechag HaSukkos. I would have learned that the Halachas of Matzah from the Halachas of the Chag HaSukkos, because it says by both of them the 15th of the month. Just like by the mitzvah Sukkah, women are exempt, as we brought where it says Ho'ezrach, which excludes women, so I would have said that Matzah, women are exempt. So that's why I could understand why, you know, just saying Hakel wouldn't have been enough, you would have had to say Matzah too. But it doesn't have to say both of these mitzvahs if we could learn from them. Because just saying matzah, I wouldn't have to tell you that women are going to be obligated in hakel. Because I would have said, tfeilim chayavim, if by the mitzvah of hakel, even little children are obligated, whereas the pasuk says in Devarim Laman Aleph, v'hataf, noshim lekoshken, isn't it a kavo chayma that women are also obligated in the mitzvah of hakel? And especially since we see from Matzah that it's a mitzvah sezir mangrama and women are chayiv, so too by Hakel. Hilka chavalahu beis kesum mabam ke'echad. So since you could have known the halacha of Hakel from Matzah, and yet it still specified the chayiv of women by Hakel, so therefore you have two psukim saying the same idea, which you could have known one from the other, and therefore the halacha is vei malam, then that's why it can't come to teach to anywhere else, because if it was teaching to anywhere else, you would have said only the one pasuk and not both, from the fact that it said more than one source, it's saying that until you know otherwise, until the pasuk specifies that a woman's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Mangarama, she's actually going to be exempt, as we learn from the halacha of Tefillin. Now the Gemara asks, The answer that the Gemara gave works very well according to the opinion that says that when you have two psukim saying the same idea, that it cannot teach to anywhere else that shares that common characteristics. According to the one that says that even when you have two psukim saying the same idea, what are you going to be able to say? You should learn out every mitzvah sashesh mangarama from matzah and hakel to say that just like there, the mitzvah sashesh mangarama and the woman is chayib, so too every mitzvah sashesh mangarama. Now the Gemara's answer was, no, you can't learn because it's shnei ksum bom ke'echad and they're not malamdin, but there is an opinion that holds even when there are two psukim saying the same idea, you could still learn out from the mamatzinu, and therefore, why learn from tefillin? Learn from matzah and from hakel. That's the question which the Gemara will address on the next daf. Now, before the Gemara gives that answer, the Gemara says, Visu. Now, moreover, what we had been discussing up until now was regarding a mitzvah sashesh as mangurama, which we said that women are exempt, because we know from a mamatzin from tefillin, which we asked, why don't you know from matzah and hakel that they're chayiv? So we gave the answer because there's shnei ksumim ke'echad, and that the Gemara says that only works according to that opinion. What are we going to do with the mandama that holds that you can still be malamta? Now, the Gemara continues with the next halacha of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if it's a positive commandment that's not time-bound, it's at all times, then women are obligated. On that, asks the Gemara, Menolon, where do we know that halacha from? Now, the reason why the Gemara is saying Vesu is because when the Gemara is going to give the answer how we know that the source for that halacha, the Gemara is going to say again that only works according to the one who says that Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. But according to this opinion that holds that Malamdin, you're going to have a question again that's just like we have regarding this halacha, mitzvah seishas mangrama, they're exempt. We're going to have the same question applying to when it's a mitzvah seisha loyas mangrama that they're chayiv. The Gemara is going to ask, according to that opinion, seemingly you could say that they're exempt. Because what's the source for the halacha of our Mishnah that when it's not time, that when it's not time-bound, women are chayiv? So the Gemara says, the yalef mimayra, we learn enough from the halacha of fearing one's parents, where it says in the pasuk ish imay va'av tiro, a man, his mother and his father, they should fear, which the Gemara in Daf Chavtes said, when it says they should fear, it's talking about two people, which is not just the son, but also the daughter. So we learn, ma moira noshim chayav, it's just like fearing one's parent, which is shaloyas mangaram, it's at all times. And women are obligated, av kol mitzvah saseh, shaloyas mangaram, noshim chayav, so we learn from a mamatzinu, so to all time-bound, all non-time-bound commandments, which are all times, women are obligated. The Gemara asks, v'neilav mitalmud Torah, but why don't we learn it from learning Torah, which Torah is Yoyman Valayla is old times, and we know that women are exempt, as it says, Vishnantim Levanecha, Beloy Levanecha. So instead of learning from the halach of Yirisavaim, learn out from Talmud Torah that they're exempt. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dahavale Talmud Torah Upir Vrivya. Because you have the mitzvah of learning Torah and of having children, where regarding both of these mitzvahs, they're not time bound, they're at old times, and women are exempt. So you have Shneik Sumabam Kecha, you have two psukim saying the same concept. On a mitzvah seisha lois mangarama that women are exempt, and b'chol shnei ksum abom ke'echad im alamdin. The reason why you can't learn from Talmud Torah is because it's not just Talmud Torah, it's also per v'yivya. That, but regarding both of these, that the shalois mangarama, the pasuk is telling it to you. Why is it telling it to you for? You could have known one from the other, and from the fact that it's saying both, it cannot teach you, and now you cannot learn enough from Talmud Torah to say that they're going to be exempt, and rather we learn from Yirasava Aim, which they're going to be chayiv on the mitzvah seisha lois mangarama. Now, however, as the Gemara continues at the top of Lama Heim and Aleph, but Rabbi Yechon ben Bereke do Amar, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Bereke that he says, it's Baruch Masechta Yevamos, Al Shneim Hu Omer, regarding both the man and the woman, the Pasuk says, Vayivarach Oisim Elikim Peruvru, it says in Bereshis that Hashem blessed them to be fruitful and multiply, where that mitzvah peruvriyavah he learns is actually not just on the man, but the woman also has the mitzvah peruvriyavah. So Ma'ik Lameim, according to him, what are you going to say? We're back to the question. The Gemara answered the reason why we learn from Yiras HaVeim that they're Chayiv and not from Talmud Torah that they're Pater. It's because Talmud Torah and Pir V'Yivra are Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad. According to him, it's not Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad because Pir V'Yivra is actually one that they are obligated, not exempt. So you have only Talmud Torah that they're exempt in being a mitzvah Seishalei Mangarama. So why don't you learn from there instead of Yiras HaVeim? You should learn from Talmud Torah that they're going to be exempt even when it's not time-bound. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dehava Talmud Torah Upinya Ben. Because you have the mitzvah of learning Torah and of redeeming the firstborn son, where we learned in Daf Chavtes that women are exempt from redeeming their firstborn son. As we learned, it says tiftem, we read it tipodeh, that only someone that has to get redeemed themselves, which women are not, has to redeem someone else, their child. So women are exempt. So you have both of them being shnei gesum abam ke'echad. You have two non-time-bound mitzvahs of learning Torah and pinya ben, where women are exempt. And since you're teaching the same idea, they cannot teach, and that's why you cannot learn it from Talmud Torah, because it's together with Pinya Ben, and rather we learn off from Yiras Ava'im. But the Gemara asks, now the question actually becomes, but according to him, that he said that women are actually obligated in Pir B'Rivia, so then the question then becomes, we said, how do we know that mitzvah cessation leizman grim and the women are obligated? We said we learned enough from Yiras Ava'im. Problem is, you said, okay, you cannot learn out that they're going to be exempt from Talmud Torah because Pinya ben the Talmud Torah teaching that she's exempt. So we can't learn it from two pesukim. But according to Ben Bereka, we have two pesukim that says that she's chayiv by mitzvah seish leizman grama because Pirviyevi is not time bound and he holds women are obligated. And also Yerushava Aim is not time bound and women are obligated. Ve'emalam, and you said when two pesukim teach the same idea, they cannot teach. So the Gemara says, no, tzrichi. We needed to say both of them. In other words, they're not boing ke'echad to say, oh, therefore you can't learn from them. Rather, both of them had to be said because if you would have said one, you would not have known the other one from there. As the Gemara says, because Rachmanim Meir, had the Torah only said that a woman is obligated in the mitzvah seisha loizman grama of fearing one's parents, but like kasa piriv, and it didn't say that she's obligated in having children, havamina, I would have thought to say that she's actually going to be exempted piriv. Because I would have said, V'kivshua am Rahman, the Torah says over there that they should conquer and subdue the earth. Now, I would say, ish the darke likavish, a man that it's his normative practice to conquer the land in fighting wars, in, yes, him, it's who it says there in the pasuk that he should be pruvu. Isha de ein darke likavish, but regarding a woman, that it's not her normative to be a conqueror. So since you wouldn't apply what the pasuk says over there, b'kivshua to her, then lie, neither would I apply to her the halacha that it says over there, puruvu. So that's why it also had to say a special limud to say that the woman is going to be obligated in the mitzvah seish leizman grama of puruvu, again, according to Rechim and Berekim. Now, the other way around, because of puruvu, like kasa mayra, had we only said that she's obligated in the mitzvah seish leizman grama of children, but not of fearing one's parents, havamina, I would have thought to say that she's actually exempt from yiras aveim. Why? Because ish, it's only a man, the sipik b'yadilasis, that he has the ability and the resource and the wherewithal to honor his parents appropriately because he's not subdued to the fear of some other party. He's the master of his domain. So in, yes, he has the mitzvah of yiras aveim. But ish, the ain sipik b'yadilasis lie, but a woman that doesn't have all the wherewithal because her primary commitment is to her husband. And then, therefore, she can't just do whatever her parents need from her. Now, v'kivin de'in tzibik b'yadolasis, since she doesn't have the wherewithal to fulfill the mitzvah appropriately of fearing and honoring her parents, so loy tischayiv klal, I would have thought to say that she's excluded from this mitzvah of yiras aveim, and that even when she's single, she's not obligated in this mitzvah saseh shalei zman grama of yiras aveim. So tzricha, that's where I have to say that she is going to be chayiv both in this mitzvah of yiras aveim and of the mitzvah of Pir B'Rivia, and therefore we have an understanding why we needed both pesukim, then it doesn't qualify what we call when you have shnei sumbam ke'echad that eim alamdin, and therefore you could learn from it, even according to Bi'ech Mareka, we could learn it from Yiras Ava'im, that a woman is obligated in the mitzvah to say shalayas magarama, just like we find by Yiras Ava'im, in contrast to trying to learn from Talmud Torah, where we have Pinya Ben that's saying the same idea that you're exempt, and therefore you can't learn from over there. And that's what the Gemara is going to continue on this daf, say that this only works according to the opinion that says shnei ksum abam ke'echad are im malamdin. But according to the one that says im malamdin, that you are malamdin, so then what are you going to say? You're back to the question, because who cares that you have two psukim saying the same idea, like Talmud Torah and Pinya Ben, you could still learn from there, and therefore why are we saying you learn from Yiras Ava'im? Learn from Talmud Torah that actually a woman is going to be exempt even by a mitzvah saseh shaloi yizman gerama. Just like we have the question the other way, by mitzvah saseh yizman gerama, that actually made me say over there that they're not exempt and say that they are chayiv, because even though the place that says they're chayiv are two psukim, and they're saying the same idea, you're still malamdin.